Have you ever just wanted to disappear for a few hours? Not to escape your responsibilities, but to break free from the constant noise and demands that life throws at you. I used to think it was impossible to just unplug and be unreachable without everything falling apart. But then I tried it, and let me tell you, it's like hitting the reset button on your soul. I remember the first time I did it. I turned off my phone, shut down my laptop, and just walked away from everything for a few hours. It felt strange at first, almost rebellious, like I was breaking some unspoken rule of modern life. But as those hours passed, I felt something shift inside me. It was as if, for the first time in a long time, I was truly in control of my own time. Now, I know what you're thinking. I don't have the luxury to just disappear. But here's the truth. You can't afford not to. In those 2 to 4 hours, I found clarity, focus, and a sense of peace that I hadn't felt in years. It's not just about taking a break. It's about stepping away from the chaos to reconnect with yourself. And if that sounds controversial or a little too out there, well, maybe that's exactly why it works. So, what would happen if you made disappearing part of your daily routine? Trust me, life won't just go on, it'll get better. By the way, if our content has been making your day a little brighter and you want to help us reach new heights, we'd be over the moon if you considered supporting the channel. Your support not only keeps us fueled, but also lets us bring you even more epic content. Join our exclusive community on Patreon using the link below and get behind-the-scenes goodies, early access to new videos, and so much more. Your support is like rocket fuel for our creativity. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of this amazing journey. We couldn't do it without you. Let's get into today's lessons. Benefit number one. It helps you to reclaim your mental clarity. You know that feeling when your mind is racing, bombarded by emails, notifications, and everyone's opinions. It's like living in a mental traffic jam with no exit in sight. I used to think that constant connectivity was a badge of honor, a sign that I was always on. But let me tell you something, there's nothing noble about being overwhelmed and scattered. A few years back, I decided to disappear for a couple of hours each day. At first, it felt unnatural, almost rebellious. But in those quiet hours, something magical happened. I found mental clarity that I hadn't experienced in years. The fog lifted, and for the first time in a long while, I could hear myself think. Imagine your mind as a cluttered room. Every ping from your phone is like tossing another object onto an already overflowing table. It's only when you step back and clear that table that you can truly see what's important. That's what disappearing does. It gives you the space to tidy up your thoughts and focus on what really matters. Now, here's the controversial bit. Most people are terrified of solitude. They equate being alone with being lonely, as if their self-worth is tied to how many messages they've replied to or how many likes their latest post got. But here's the truth. They're missing out. The most profound moments of clarity, the ones that shape your decisions and ultimately your life, come when you're alone, without the world's chatter in your ears. When I first started this practice, friends would say, "You're so hard to reach," as if it were a bad thing. But I wasn't just disappearing from them, I was reconnecting with myself. And that's a connection we all desperately need, but often ignore. Disappearing doesn't mean running away, it means returning to yourself. It's about shutting out the noise long enough to hear your own voice again. The deep message. The world tells us that to be seen is to be valued, but the truth is far deeper. To be truly valuable, you must first see yourself clearly and without distraction. In the quiet, you confront your fears, your dreams, your very essence. It's in this confrontation that you find the strength to shape your destiny. So give it a try. Step away from the chaos for a few hours each day and watch as your mind becomes clearer, your thoughts sharper, and your life more intentional. Trust me, your mental clarity is worth the temporary absence from the world. Benefit number two, it helps improve and increase productivity. Ever feel like you're spinning your wheels, constantly busy but not actually getting anywhere? I've been there, caught in the trap of multitasking, thinking I was achieving more when, in reality, I was just spreading myself thin. Then, I discovered the power of disappearing for a few hours each day, and it revolutionized the way I approached work and life. Here's the thing, productivity isn't about doing more, it's about doing what matters most. When you step away from the noise for a dedicated period, you give yourself the chance to focus on the tasks that truly move the needle. In those hours of solitude, without distractions, you enter a state of deep work, a concept that Cal Newport describes as professional activities performed in a state of distraction-free concentration that push your cognitive capabilities to their limit. This is where the magic happens. When you disconnect, you create a sacred space where your brain can function at its peak. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a high-performance engine. If you're constantly stopping and starting, shifting gears between tasks, you never really get up to speed. But when you give yourself uninterrupted time, you can accelerate your work, dive deeper into complex problems, and complete tasks that would otherwise take twice as long. Here's the controversial part. Society praises the hustle, the relentless grind of always being on. But the truth is, this constant busyness is a productivity killer. It's the reason so many people feel burned out, exhausted, and unfulfilled. The idea of working harder, longer, and faster is ingrained in our culture, but it's fundamentally flawed. Real productivity comes from working smarter, not harder. Personally, when I started disappearing for a couple of hours each day, I noticed a significant shift. Tasks that used to take all day were completed in a fraction of the time. I was able to focus on projects that mattered, rather than getting bogged down by the endless stream of minor tasks that used to fill my day. This wasn't just about efficiency. It was about creating high-quality work that I could be proud of. Here's a real kicker. By disappearing, you actually become more available when you return. You're more present, more focused, and more capable of handling whatever comes your way. Instead of dragging through the day, you approach your tasks with energy and clarity. It's like sharpening an axe before chopping wood. Take the time to hone your focus, and you'll cut through your workload with ease. The deep message. In the rush to accomplish more, we often forget that true productivity isn't measured by how much we do, but by the value of what we create. The hours you spend in solitude are not just a retreat from the world, they are a return to your purpose. It's in these quiet moments that you reconnect with your deepest intentions, stripping away the superficial and focusing on what truly matters. Disappearing for those few hours is an act of self-respect, a recognition that your time and energy are precious and should be invested in things that align with your highest goals. So, step back, disappear, and in that space, find the clarity and power to create something that lasts. Because in the end, it's not about how much you do, but about what you leave behind. Benefit number three. It helps recharge your energy. In today's relentless pace, it's easy to forget that we're not machines. We're human beings, and like any living thing, we need time to rest and rejuvenate. Yet, in a culture that glorifies the grind, taking time to recharge can feel almost taboo. I used to think that powering through exhaustion was a sign of strength, but all it did was leave me depleted and disconnected from my own life. That's when I discovered the profound impact of disappearing for a few hours each day to recharge my energy. Think of your energy as a battery. just as your phone eventually dies if it's not recharged, your body and mind also run out of juice if you don't take the time to replenish them. Disappearing for a couple of hours is like plugging yourself back in, allowing you to recharge so that you can operate at full capacity. This isn't just about physical rest, though that's certainly part of it. It's about mental and emotional recharging too. When you disappear from the chaos, you give yourself the chance to breathe, to let go of the stress and tension that builds up over the day. Whether it's taking a quiet walk in nature, meditating, or simply sitting in silence, these moments allow your mind to unwind and your emotions to settle. Here's where it gets controversial. Society often equates busyness with importance, as if the more exhausted you are, the more valuable you must be. But that's a dangerous myth. Constant busyness drains you, leaving you with little energy for what truly matters: your relationships, your passions, and your own well-being. The truth is, it takes more strength to recognize when you need to step back and recharge than it does to keep pushing forward at the expense of your health. When I started disappearing for a few hours each day, I noticed an incredible shift. I became more present, more engaged, and more capable of handling life's demands. It wasn't just about surviving the day, it was about thriving. I was no longer running on empty. I was operating from a place of abundance, with the energy to fully participate in my life. And here's a secret. When you allow yourself the space to recharge, you're not just replenishing your energy, you're also reconnecting with your inner self. You're creating a sanctuary where you can tune in to your needs, your desires, and your dreams. This self-awareness fuels not only your energy, but also your passion and purpose. The deep message. In a world that never stops moving, the greatest act of rebellion is to stop and recharge. To recognize that your energy is not infinite and to honor it by giving yourself the time you need to restore it. This isn't just about self-care, it's about self-respect. It's a statement that you value your well-being enough to protect it fiercely. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. By disappearing for a few hours each day, you refill your own cup, ensuring that you have the energy not just to get through the day, but to live it fully and intentionally. Because in the end, your energy is your most valuable resource. Use it wisely and let it fuel a life that's not just busy, but truly meaningful. Benefit number four, it amplifies your focus and concentration. In an age where distractions are just a click away, maintaining focus and concentration has become a rare superpower. I used to think that my ability to juggle multiple tasks simultaneously was a strength, but I soon realized it was a weakness. Multitasking isn't actually effective. It's merely a constant state of shallow work. Then I began disappearing for a few hours each day, and it transformed my ability to concentrate deeply and effectively. Here's the crux of it. Focus and concentration are like muscles. They need regular exercise to grow stronger. When you disconnect from the constant influx of notifications, emails, and social media, you're giving your mind the space to practice and enhance its ability to concentrate. In those dedicated hours of solitude, you can dive deeply into a single task, allowing your mind to fully engage and explore it without interruption. Think of your mind as a spotlight. When you're constantly shifting your attention from one task to another, your spotlight flickers and weakens. But when you focus on one task, your spotlight beams intensely, illuminating the task at hand with unparalleled clarity. This depth of focus is where you produce your best work, solve complex problems, and make significant progress. Here's where it gets controversial. Our culture often praises busyness and the ability to handle numerous tasks simultaneously. But the truth is that constant task switching dilutes our effectiveness. The myth of multitasking leads to superficial engagement and fragmented thoughts. True productivity and achievement come from single-minded concentration, not the illusion of doing many things at once. Personally, the shift was profound. By disappearing for a few hours, I stopped chasing after every new email or call. Instead, I dedicated uninterrupted blocks of time to the tasks that truly required my full attention. The result? My work quality improved dramatically. I tackled complex projects with ease and creativity, all because I had given my mind the chance to fully immerse itself in one thing at a time. Here's a vital insight. When you allow yourself to focus deeply, you're not just completing tasks, you're building expertise and mastery. Concentration is a pathway to greatness, allowing you to hone your skills and produce work that stands out. It's not about how many tasks you can juggle, but about how well you can execute each one. The deep message. In a world that demands constant divided attention, choosing to focus deeply is an act of profound commitment to your own potential. Disappearing for a few hours each day isn't just about escaping distractions, it's about honoring your capacity for depth and excellence. By giving yourself the gift of focus time, you allow your mind to engage fully, to dive into complexity, and to create work that truly resonates. Remember, the quality of your achievements is not measured by how many things you can juggle, but by the depth with which you can explore and excel in each endeavor. So, make space for concentration and watch as your work transforms from mere activity into meaningful accomplishment. Benefit number 5. It helps you discover your true passions. In the hustle of daily life, it's easy to lose sight of what truly ignites your soul. I used to think that passion was something that would just hit me out of nowhere, a sudden spark that would set my life on fire. But then I realized that passion is not found in the chaos of constant activity. It's uncovered in the quiet moments when you step away from the noise and really listen to yourself. When you disappear for 2 to 4 hours each day, you're not just finding time to relax, you're creating the space to explore what truly matters to you. Away from the distractions and societal expectations, you can delve into your own interests, desires, and curiosities without the pressure of immediate results or judgments. Consider this. Your true passions are not always the things you're immediately good at or the ones that bring instant gratification. They are often the activities that resonate deeply with who you are, those things that make you lose track of time and feel truly alive. When you're surrounded by constant noise, it's hard to hear the subtle whispers of your heart. Disappearing gives you the opportunity to tune into those whispers, to explore and experiment with different interests without the constant interruptions of daily life. Here's where it gets controversial. Many people are trapped in jobs or lifestyles that are dictated by external pressures, money, status, or what others think they should do. They pursue these paths, often feeling unfulfilled, because they haven't taken the time to discover what genuinely excites them. True fulfillment comes not from conforming to expectations, but from uncovering and pursuing your authentic passions. When I started making time for solitude, I found myself reconnecting with interests I had set aside years ago, hobbies and pursuits that once sparked joy, but were buried under layers of obligation and distraction. This time of reflection didn't just reignite old passions, it revealed new ones that I hadn't even considered before. It was as if the quiet space allowed me to reconnect with a more authentic version of myself. The deep message. In the relentless pursuit of success and approval, it's easy to lose touch with the core of who you are. Disappearing for a few hours each day is not just about taking a break. It's about a deliberate act of self-discovery. It's about carving out the time to listen to your inner voice and reconnect with your true passions. These passions are not just hobbies. They are the essence of what makes your life meaningful. They are the activities that align with your deepest values and aspirations. By creating space for this self-discovery, you are honoring your most authentic self and embracing a path that leads to true fulfillment. Remember, the journey to discovering your passions is not about finding something new, but about reconnecting with what was always there, waiting to be acknowledged and embraced. So, disappear into the quiet and let your passions emerge, guiding you towards a life that is not only successful, but deeply meaningful. Benefit number 6, it deepens self-awareness. In the whirlwind of modern life, it's easy to lose touch with who you really are. I used to think that self-awareness was something you either had or you didn't, but I found that it's not a fixed trait. It's something you cultivate, often through moments of solitude. When I began to disappear for a few hours each day, I discovered a profound shift in my understanding of myself. Here's the essence. Deepening self-awareness requires time and space. In the constant buzz of activity, it's challenging to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Disappearing for a few hours each day creates a sanctuary for introspection, allowing you to explore your inner world without the interference of external stimuli. Consider self-awareness as a mirror. When you're surrounded by noise and distractions, the mirror is fogged, and it's difficult to see your true reflection. But when you step away from the chaos, the mirror clears, and you can see yourself more clearly. This clarity helps you understand your motivations, desires, and areas of growth with greater accuracy. Here's where it gets controversial. Many people are afraid of what they might discover about themselves when they take time to reflect. They fear that introspection will reveal uncomfortable truths, or that they'll have to confront aspects of themselves they'd rather ignore. But facing these truths is not a sign of weakness. It's an act of courage and a crucial step toward personal growth. True self-awareness involves embracing both your strengths and your vulnerabilities. When I started dedicating time to solitude, I began to uncover patterns in my behavior and thought processes that I had previously overlooked. I realized why I reacted a certain way to specific situations and how my past experiences shaped my current attitudes. This deepened understanding allowed me to make more intentional choices and approach challenges with a clearer perspective. Self-awareness isn't just about introspection, it's about using that insight to improve your life. When you understand your true self, you can set goals that align with your authentic desires, communicate more effectively with others, and navigate life's challenges with greater resilience. It's about creating a roadmap for personal development based on a genuine understanding of who you are. The deep message. In a world that constantly pushes us to be productive and outwardly focused, taking time to deepen self-awareness is a radical act of self-respect. Disappearing for a few hours each day is not just a retreat from external demands. It's an intentional journey inward. This journey allows you to clear away the noise and confront your true self with honesty and courage. Embracing this process of self-discovery helps you live more authentically and align your actions with your deepest values and aspirations. The path to a fulfilled life starts with understanding yourself on a deeper level, and this understanding empowers you to make choices that resonate with your true essence. So, take the time to disappear, reflect, and uncover the profound insights that lie within. In doing so, you'll find not only clarity, but also the strength to live a life that is truly your own. Benefit number 7. It helps enhance creativity. In the relentless pace of daily life, creativity can often feel like a fleeting, elusive force. I used to believe that creativity was a spontaneous spark, something that came to me in bursts of inspiration. But then I discovered that true creativity thrives not in the chaos of constant activity, but in the quiet moments when you step away from the noise and allow your mind to wander. When you disappear for a few hours each day, you create an environment that is ideal for nurturing creativity. This time of solitude offers your brain the freedom to explore new ideas, make unique connections, and let your imagination run wild without the constraints of external demands. Here's the reality. Creativity doesn't always strike when you're actively trying to be creative. It often emerges when your mind is relaxed and free from the pressure of performance. Think of creativity as a garden. Constantly tending to it without pause can sometimes lead to burnout. But when you give it the space to rest and rejuvenate, it can flourish in unexpected ways. Consider the benefits of disappearing for a few hours. In solitude, you're not just escaping the daily grind. You're allowing your mind to enter a state of diffused thinking, where it's free to make connections and associations that you might miss in a more focused, task-oriented mindset. This is where creativity often happens, when you're not actively forcing it, but allowing it to flow naturally. Here's the controversial part. Our culture often undervalues downtime, equating it with laziness rather than recognizing it as essential for creative growth. We're told to constantly hustle and produce, but this relentless push can stifle innovation and originality. Creativity thrives in environments that allow for contemplation and reflection, not in those that demand constant output. When I began to set aside time for solitude, I noticed a remarkable shift in my creative process. I found that ideas which had previously seemed out of reach started to emerge with clarity. Problems that seemed insurmountable became more manageable, and innovative solutions began to present themselves almost effortlessly. This wasn't just about having more ideas, it was about having better ideas, refined through the lens of quiet reflection. The deep message. In the relentless pursuit of productivity, we often overlook the nurturing power of stillness. Disappearing for a few hours each day is not just about stepping away from the hustle. It's about creating a sacred space where creativity can thrive. In the quiet, your mind can transcend the usual constraints and tap into a deeper reservoir of imagination and insight. By embracing this time for reflection and exploration, you're not only enhancing your creativity, but also reconnecting with the essence of who you are as an innovator. True creative brilliance emerges from the interplay between rest and inspiration, allowing you to approach challenges with a fresh perspective and generate ideas that resonate with authenticity and depth. So, let yourself disappear into the quiet and watch as your creativity blossoms in ways you never thought possible. In a world that constantly demands our attention and rewards perpetual busyness, embracing the act of disappearing for a few hours each day may seem radical, but it holds transformative power. It's not about withdrawing from life, it's about stepping back to connect more deeply with it. This intentional absence allows you to reclaim your mental clarity, enhance productivity, recharge your energy, amplify focus, discover your true passions, and deepen self-awareness. All crucial elements for a richer, more fulfilling life. Think of disappearing as a deliberate act of self-respect and self-care. It's a commitment to prioritize your well-being and personal growth amidst the chaos of modern life. By carving out these pockets of solitude, you're not just taking a break, you're investing in your own potential. It's in these moments of quiet that you uncover insights, ignite creativity, and align with your truest self. Embrace the power of disappearing as a means to reclaim control over your life and cultivate a space where your most profound and authentic experiences can flourish. It's about giving yourself the freedom to explore, to reflect, and to grow. The journey to a more intentional and meaningful life starts with the simple act of stepping away, creating room for what truly matters. So, take the plunge. Disappear for a few hours each day and watch as the noise of the world fades, revealing the clarity, creativity, and purpose that lie within. Remember, the path to a fulfilled life is paved with moments of intentional solitude, where you reconnect with your essence and rediscover what makes you truly alive. In the end, it's not just about finding time to escape the hustle, it's about making space to truly engage with the richness of your own existence.